What are the most significant moments of your life? Your first kiss, your first love, graduating college, your first day at work, maybe your wedding night, or becoming a parent? This story is not about any of those big moments. It's about everything else. It's about the little things.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. We are back after a bit of a gap for a couple of reasons, most of which is my fault. We were supposed to do an episode 2 weeks ago for Mirzia, but believe it or not, I actually went to the theater to watch the movie and they canceled the show because nobody showed up and it was the first Saturday. And then based on what was said about the movie after that, I decided to not see it, so sorry for the gap. But the other reason this has taken a while is because I have been trying very hard to get a hold of our guest for today. And we were supposed to do this, I think, almost 2 weeks ago. But for various reasons, ranging from Wi-Fi network quality in Mumbai to just various schedules and different things, we've only managed to do it now. So on that note, let me introduce Mr. Dhruv Sehgal, star of upcoming web series Little Things by Dice Media.
Hello, hello.
Dhruv, great to have you here, man, and thank you for
doing
this.
Thank you, thank you. Yep, finally it worked out.
Yeah. So firstly, congratulations on Little Things, which is going to be premiering tomorrow at MAMI and launching next week, if I'm not wrong.
Yes. No, that's right.
Yeah. And so listeners, if you don't know the name Dhruv Sehgal, A, you probably will very soon, and B, you'll definitely, I think, know his face from a lot of sketches and videos that he's done for Filter Copy, including, and I think you've also written most of them, including the series, Annoying Things Boyfriends and Girlfriends Say, which also features Mithila Palkar, your co-star.
Yes.
So can you firstly, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, what exactly is Dice Media and Filter Copy and how does it all fit together?
Yeah, okay. So Dice Media and Filter Copy, they fall under this company called Pocket Aces, which has been founded by Anirudh Pandita and Ashwin Suresh. How I know these guys is because Pandita was my head boy in school when I was in sixth class in DPS Kuwait. And a year back, my brother messaged me that Pandita is in Bombay and he's doing similar work. He's also trying to create content and I got in touch with them. And we liked each other. And so they asked me whether I would like to work with them on a full-time basis. And that's how I came into the picture. And the distinction between the two YouTube / Facebook channels is that Filter Copy is made up of these small sketches, which are like easy to digest and they don't have a story as such, and plus the articles that come on it, it's a more regular page, whereas Dice is our premium channel where we put on where we put up our web series and sketches, and all of them have a story in some sense, and they're better produced and they require more time and thought. So that's the main distinction.
Yep. And this is the second web series from Dice Media, right? So the first one was Not Fit, which was a year ago, and which I personally loved, mostly because of the mockumentary format, because it was just something that has not really been done in India. And of course, you've seen it like being very popular in the US with like Arrested Development and Parks and
Rec. The Office.
Yeah, exactly. So it was very refreshing to see someone, you know, take that risk and experiment and, you know, try these different types of things. And I think... also, I mean, although our show is about Bollywood, we spend a lot of time also discussing kind of the digital space and web series, because there's so much more interesting things happening there, to be honest, including in movies as well now that Netflix has come into the picture and with Netflix Originals.
Yeah, Netflix and Amazon. In fact, Amazon, I think, just finished shooting their web series.
Right. So can you first tell us a little bit about... Not Fit and how that came about. Were you involved in writing that as well? Or
No. So Not Fit was written 4 years ago by the writer and actor who also happens to be the director of the series, Sudhev Nair. So he finished his acting course at FTI and then came to Bombay to find acting jobs and acting gigs. And of course, it's not that easy for anyone. And during that struggling phase is when he started writing a story about a struggling actor, and he tried to make it funny. And that's how he started writing Not Fit. He pitched it to a lot of TV channels also. I think he pitched it to Channel V and MTV. And I think he wrote 54 episodes of that, and each with a duration of 21 minutes. But I don't think anybody was ready for that kind of a content. And because it's TV, and Indian TV right now, I think, is in a stage where it's not being
It's a
anywhere.
disaster.
It's a disaster. So
Yeah.
it didn't find any takers in there. And then one day I met Sudhir because I had gone to audition for a film, which is also releasing in Mami next week. And so he was there, he was taking the audition. We started talking, and I started telling him that I'm trying to make a. My, and I, at that time, I was trying to make my own web series, which has got nothing to do with Dice Media. And so he said that he's also made a pilot, and he showed that to me. And I was like, dude, this is really amazing. Then once I joined Pocket Aces, is when I called Sudev and asked him to do a screening of the pilot at our office. And everybody in the team saw it and loved it. And then we're like, we should really, really do this. And that's how it happened.
So, if he's written 54 episodes, is there going to be season 2 and beyond?
He's written the season two. At least the storyline is done. We'll see when that happens.
Right. I at least I'm hoping that there are many more seasons to come.
Yeah, same. Even I'm a big fan of that show.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us now a little bit about Little Things, which is the next show?
Huh. So Little Things, well, the idea of Little Things came from a meeting between Ashwin Anirudh and the other writer in the company, Karthik Krishnan, and they were talking about how we should make sketches based on the daily life of a couple. And of course, they were referring to me and Mithila because of the success of the last two videos that we did on Filter Copy. So they asked me to write something, and I wrote the pilot, which is the first episode now. It's about a couple who have a bad start to a Sunday, and they try to make it better, and it doesn't seem to. I mean, and it doesn't seem to happen as such. So they read that, and they said, "This is nice, and it's relatable, it's funny. Let's write another one." So I wrote another episode, and that's how the series came to be. I mean, that's how the series was manifested in some sense, and that's how Little Things happened. Yeah.
And I mean, I think the point you mentioned about it being relatable, I think in terms of the response to the trailer, that's been the main theme. There have been so many comments on social media on different platforms of people saying, "Oh, I can totally relate to this. This is exactly what I feel on a regular basis," things like that. So I think that has come off very well, at least in the trailer so far.
Yeah, so that's a big intention. I mean, that's the main intention actually of the show. A is to show what it is like to be in a relationship in these times in India right now. And if a majority of the audience feels that this is a story which is not true and it doesn't happen, and people don't talk like this, people don't behave like this, then I think we failed, because the idea was to make a story about the person who's watching it, to make a show about the audience, and where we just play the part of the audience's daily life, So that was the basic idea of the show in some sense.
Yeah, so one, I think, comparison which is bound to come up is with Permanent Roommates, which was the first kind of web
Yeah.
series that really, took off in India.
Yeah.
Is it similar, different?
I think it's different. And I was conscious about that while writing the series. See, I'll tell you what the difference is. The difference is that we try to keep it not too heavy, not too dramatic. We try to stay within the everyday limits of a couple and have a more relaxed show. I mean, Permanent Roommates, it's great writing and it's got great actors and everything is really good about that show. But what we tr were trying to do was to show a more casual side of a relationship, so we don't have plots where something is going terribly wrong. And so I think the intensity, that the level of intensity is the difference in the two. And I think also the tone that we've tried to keep is also slightly more contemporary as compared to Permanent Roommates. And I think the tone and just the idea of how intense the show needs to be is the main difference between the two, I guess.
And it's predominantly comedy, or are there some dramatic elements as well?
It's a mix, man. It's a mix. There are things which will make you laugh, and there are things, but and there isn't an episode which is like, oh, I'm gonna cry about this. It falls right in the middle somewhere.
Awesome. And you've been filming for the last, like, I think, couple of months, right?
Yeah. We started on 5th of September.
So can you talk us through a little bit of, you know, how the filming process went and what it was like?
So the filming process was kind of not smooth. And see, the thing is, when you're making things which are non-Bollywood, no, the budgets are not that high. So you have to work around the budgets a lot. So stuff like, we shot the 5th episode first, and we shot the most difficult conversation and the most personal conversation. That was the first thing that we shot. So it wasn't an organic process as such. You know, it was going everywhere. We were shooting from episode 3, then we were shooting from episode 5, then the next day we'll start with episode 1. So which is why there'll be some inconsistencies in terms of the acting, the chemistry, the way it looks and everything. But that is, I think, you can't not have that when you're, as I said, when you're doing something which is non-Bollywood, which doesn't have that kind of budget or that kind of space or scope also in the sense of, not scope, scale. So, but it was fun. The thing is that because I've written it, and then I'm acting it out also, it's difficult for me, because while I'm writing it, I've imagined it in a certain way. And when there are times when I'm not able to see what I've written match what I'm seeing. So that sort of, you know, it throws you off a little. And also, maine yaar masti mein toh, I wrote dialogues which are, you know, 5 or 6 pages long, thinking it'll be a nice long conversation. Yeah. And when I got down to it, I was like, shit, this is actually the most difficult thing I've ever done in my life. To actually make your girlfriend feel better about her ex getting married, also at the same time you're making a sandwich and asking her whether she wants salami in it or not, you know. I was like, man, this is really, really difficult. Why did I write so much? But we did the long conversations and the difficult bits right at the beginning. So it's only after the fourth or fifth day of shoot we realize where we are going wrong,
right?
So, you know, small things like, you know, I should talk more in Hindi, I should not move my hands so much, I should pronounce and stress on the right words and not on the wrong words. So these are 4 or 5 things that we understood after the first set of the shooting days, and so we try to rectify, which is why I think there could be places in the series where you'll feel that it's slightly inconsistent, but it is what it is, and we try to work around it.
Did it help the fact that you had written it, or do you think it was kind of, it made it more difficult?
You know, it would have been totally different had we rehearsed properly, if we had the time. And Mithila is a big person, yeah, in some sense. She's like this big web star.
Yeah, so I think a fourth or fifth web series, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, fourth or fifth, and probably she'll do like 5 more, and then she'll do a film by a famous American director, something like that. But so we didn't have that much of time to rehearse. And had we done enough rehearsals, I think it could have been much better. I'm not saying what we have now is bad, but I'm just trying to think about how it can be better. And I think it was fun to write and act in it, but there were some things which could have been smoother, I guess, which could have helped the whole process.
But I mean, from the outside in, I can tell you that the show definitely looks great, and I know as the writer and star you're bound to be self-critical, but I'm sure it's going to do well, and hopefully the crowd at Mami and on the internet thinks the same.
Yeah, let's see, man. You never know about internet. That's one thing that I've learned about the internet audience in the last 1 year. The videos we think are not good, they end up becoming really good. The videos which I really like, and I'm like, dude, why the hell did this not touch a million mark? And you have no answers. So
Yeah, awesome. So tell us a little bit about you. So you talked about how you got involved with FilterCopy, but even before that, what drew you towards this space of wanting to create content and make films or series or whatever it is?
So I did my high schooling in London, and I was thinking what to do next. And I was confused between anthropology and media. Media because I like stories, and anthropology because I like traveling and talking to people and knowing the different cultures. So I chose media because it just seemed to have a better sort of a future prospect. And also at the same time, there was a film which was which had Scarlett Johansson in it, in which she's actually a cultural anthropologist, something that I wanted to do. And the story about how she can't find a job and she ends up becoming a nanny. So
that crystallized it very clearly.
I was like, phas jaunga agar ye karunga to. But anyway, that was not the main reason. There were other factors also. Anyway, so I came to Pune and I did, I studied media at Symbiosis. That's when I started actually to do a lot of theater and short
films.
And
you're from Delhi originally,
Yeah, I'm from
Delhi
originally.
So you came specifically with the intention of wanting to get into media.
Yeah, but at that time I was interested in radio actually. I was really, really interested in radio. But again, pretty much like the Indian television scene, the Indian radio scene is also quite bad. So at least that's my opinion of it. So I was like, what are the other things that one can pursue? Somehow by pure coincidence, I started acting because the guy who was supposed to act in place of me broke his legs. So, and I used to look a lot like him, and I was absolutely nothing in those days. So the director asked me, will you act in my short film? I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And that's how it started. But like many things, even this started because of an accident or a coincidence. So that's how I started acting. And then once I passed out of college, I was sure that I didn't want to do a job at a production house. And I got a job at a place which, at a production house, which produces KBC and a lot of TV shows. But at the same, but just before that, I had seen a small independent film called Halla, which is made by a film director called J.D. Parma. And it's a very simple story of a man who's not able to sleep at night because the watchman blows his whistle too loudly. And he's like, you know, I need to sleep. I need to sleep. And then he has an issue with the society secretary, which is played by Rajat Kapoor. And I saw that film. I'm like, dude, this is the kind of work that I would want to do. Something which is small, personal, real, and which has great irony in it, and which shows the world that we live in. So I got in touch, and I was like, how do I get in touch with him? And a senior of mine told me that you should just, you know, go on Facebook, find these directors that you want to work with, and just write an email or write a Facebook message and see if they respond. And that's exactly what I did. I wrote a message to J.D. Parma and I said that I really, really like your film. I'm just passing out of college. I have no idea what I want to do. But if there's one thing that I would, if I could choose, was to work on your next project. And I would love to know what that would be. And he replied by saying, you know, why don't you just come to Bombay and we'll talk. So I came to Bombay and I met him, and he spoke to me about this documentary that he was making on Sudhir Mishra. And that blew my mind because the whole idea of the documentary was to trace Sudhir Mishra and his filmography and use that as a prism to explore the decline of Indian cinema and culture in the last 30 decades, using his life and filmography by going to places that he studied in or was actively a part of. So say the FTII or National School of Drama in Delhi or Lucknow University. And also to track the Indian parallel cinema movement. So films that were produced by the government in the 70s and 80s, which had Smita Patel and Nasiruddin Shah and Om Puri in them. So it's like, this is exciting because I'll get to meet so many artists who I genuinely respect.
That sounds great. I would have wanted to do that.
So that's what I did for 2.5 years, man, when I came to Bombay. I worked on it as a co-editor and an associate director. And our production house was called Saturday Films because we didn't have any budget. So the only time when we could shoot was on Saturdays. So me and Jyoti would take the rickshaw, go to Bandra, shoot an interview with Nasiruddin Shah. I would do the camera and sound. He would ask the questions and I would, you know, give him my set of questions. We'll come back, we'll put the footage and we'll just go through the footage and start editing it. I think it was the most stimulating, intellectually stimulating period of my life. Only, I mean, even though it's just been 26 years, but whatever. So we did that for 2.5 years and the film came out and it's called Bavraman. And I think it's a great, great documentary simply because it gives you a perfect, or not a perfect, simply because it gives you a very clear insight into what it is to actually be a film director in this town and how it kind of screws you up and how you kind of lose your individuality and how it is to work under these market forces and stuff like that. And how difficult it is actually to really make the film that you want to make, which is very personal, which is very you, and how you need so many different factors in order to make that happen. And in most cases, it just happens by pure luck also. So that was the documentary that we did. It's very sadly, not many people have seen it, even though I think it's a great piece of work. And so we just put it up on YouTube like that. And randomly, once in few months, we'll get a message saying that, "Hey man, I saw the documentary and that really, really inspired me to tell stories." So I think that's the biggest gratification.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. I'm definitely going to check it out now, but I hadn't heard of it before
Yeah.
this, unfortunately. And so then what made you start writing? Because if I mean, as someone who's also kind of interested in this place, trying to do things, I find writing to be the most difficult thing,
Yeah, man.
especially compared to acting.
Yeah, writing is weird, man. It's like being in a relationship with a woman who you can't understand, basically.
So, like any relationship,
Yeah.
but
It's like that only. Because there are times when you're sitting in your room and you're really sad because what you've just written is just really, really bad. And you're like, "I'm not going to crack this." And there are times when you're sitting alone in your room again and you write something and you're like, "Dude, this is really nice." But the flip side is you don't have anyone to share that excitement with because most of the time you're writing, you're all by yourself. So it's an extremely lonely and a thankless job also, at least in Bollywood, because writers are not, they never get the due. But how writing happened is because I used to write a lot in college. I used to do a lot of plays, but I always used to write drama that I consider to be something that I've always, if not my forte, but something that's always interested me. So if it's up to me, I'll only write drama with some sort of comedy, like comedic elements to it. So I started writing drama, and when Pocket Aces came into the picture, I was writing a web series called In Between, which is basically about a girl who's from Delhi, and she's in a long distance relationship with her boyfriend who's in US, and they're having a terrible time. And he says, "You know what? I'm coming to India. Let's go to Kerala, and we'll spend a week together and just sort our relationship out." And she says, "Okay, let's do that." So she comes to, on her way to Kerala, she has a one day ka stopover in Bombay where she meets a friend, her old best friend, or like old childhood best friend. And when she's in Bombay, she just decides to stay back in Bombay and not go there, not meet her boyfriend. And while in Bombay, she meets this girl called Sanya, who happens to be a cousin of hers who she's never met because Sanya's mother eloped and the family just disowned them. So
Interesting.
yeah, so then it becomes a story about three women, one who's 44, the mother called Nadi, a girl who's 22, who's trying to find herself in this relationship and trying to get out of this relationship and find purpose to her life because she's always lived with her family. And here she is in this alien city who's 22. And then there's another girl, the daughter of the Masi called Sanya, who's 16 and who's trying to understand, I mean, who's trying to be herself in front of her mother and is not able to, who's trying to basically solve the issues that any single child probably would go through when I mean, just lack of maybe affection because the mother is very busy and who's also caught up in her own life. So it's a story of three women in India right now. It was extremely contemporary. We wrote that. I had the time of my life writing that because we developed the characters extensively to the point where we are like, okay, so Akriti feels very awkward when people start talking about current affairs because she has absolutely no idea, but she's amazing when she talks about emotions because she has a very solid family life. Whereas Sanya, the younger one, can't talk about emotions because she's never had that sort of an avenue where people talk about emotions. So she's amazing when it comes to current affairs. Nadi is someone who's trying to show this cool, who's trying to force this cool mom image onto herself. So I wrote that with a co-writer of mine called Sodamini, and somehow we wrote that, we liked it, but it didn't work out probably because it didn't have much much comedy to it. And the Indian web space has this idea where you need to have a lot of comedy because people, the honest truth is that people go online to watch your stuff in most cases probably because they're bored. They don't, we have not, maybe permanent roommates and pictures and some one or two web series, I'm hoping Not Fit is one of them, are one of those few web series where people are like, "Okay, I want to see this." Otherwise, people are watching content in India on internet because they're bored. And if you have a material which has a lot of comedy in it, so that attracts people. And that's when the shift in the thinking was also happening in our company that we wanted to write comedy stuff. And that's when I wrote the first sketch for Filter Copy, which was something very, I mean, which is called Delhi Boys in Bombay. So just a 1.5 minute sketch about a guy who's looking for momos because momos are big in Delhi, who's complaining about how small the houses are in Bombay, who's confused because he can't understand how people can get offended when he's seeing Penchut, because to him, Penchut is not a gali, it's just how you talk. And that just became this that became vi that went viral, and we're like, okay, maybe this is what people really want to watch. People just want to watch comedy. And so I started writing a lot of comedy content, and I started watching a lot of comedy content. So like, I mean first initially I used to write drama, then it shifted towards comedy, and that's how it happened. And probably Little Things is a mix of the two, I guess.
But it's interesting that you say that in terms of, what people go online to watch when they're bored versus actually watching something. The thing that I always found surprising, or what I perceive to be a gap, and one of the reasons I'm kind of drawn to this space, is if you look at, the US and Netflix and stuff like that, there people actually do kind of go online to specifically watch something, and that content is also taken off in India. Like, people will go to watch Narcos, or
Or
people
Stranger
will,
Things, yeah.
or Stranger Things. People will go to Hotstar now to watch Game of Thrones, or they'll download torrents or
Yeah.
whatever. And I just, but there's somehow we have not been able to create Indian content that fills that gap, that is like an equivalent of a Narcos or a Breaking Bad, and which I think now is kind of, it's a matter of time. There are so many people now doing web series,
Yeah.
and I think also the people are more open to that kind of thing, and especially as now I think online is gonna take over in terms of how people actually consume content, including on big screens, like with
Yeah.
smart TVs and
Yeah.
through consoles and all these things. So, hopefully it's the start of something and we get better content coming out.
Yeah, hopefully. At least the Indian web spaces, there are a few things that you see and you're like, man, this is really, really good. Like yesterday when the trailer came out, I got a random message from a person who's put up his own web series, and it's really good, man. And I've never heard of it. It's called The Two of Us, and he said, dude, your series reminds me of my series that I made, and it's about a guy and a girl, and how a guy is saying that don't fuck around with my books when it comes to the order that they're put in the bookshelf, because it screws with my head. And she just starts talking about that, why don't you start lending me your books? And he's like, because I want to die with my books. He's like, what sense does that make? He's like, just so that I can convey to people that you die alone in some sense, and then whatever knowledge you have, it doesn't matter. Some shit like that. I'm not, I'm probably, if he listens to that, he's going to be really angry, whatever it was. But at that time when I saw it, it was yesterday, I was like, man, this is really nice. And why hasn't this got the kind of views that it should deserve, that it rightly deserves? And I saw the number of views, it probably had 560 or something like that. And so I don't think the Indian, I mean, I don't know whether the Indian audience is ready to give attention to something which is which has scale, which is very small, but good writing and average looking actors. I don't know whether we'll be able to ever crack that, because to me, Not Fit is a very good series, and nobody, or not nobody, but not very few people know about it. Very few people talk about it, and it always surprises me. I'm like, why aren't people watching that stuff? When,
Yeah, agreed, fully agreed.
yeah, but I guess the numbers that actually make the numbers that blow your mind are maybe those people are probably again not seeing Narcos. I mean, the friend circle that I have and the people that I interact with on a daily basis, those are the kind of people who are watching Narcos, but they're also the kind of people who also watch Not Fit. But the majority of people, the majority of India, probably in small towns or even in places like Delhi, they probably won't watch Not Fit, and they won't watch Narcos also.
But they'll probably watch the filter copy sketches.
Yeah, because it's yeah, because you know why? Because there's no emotional involvement in that. You just watch it when you're in the lift. You just watch it when you're taking a dump, and you seem to like it because it's just so nice and breezy, and you're like, this is good, I'll just share it. It doesn't require any emotional attachment, man. And it's pretty much like how after a tiring day of work, if you come home and you And if your friend calls you and he starts talking to you about his breakup, you're like, man, I don't want to talk about this right now.
Hmm.
It's similarly when you come home after tiring your work, you open your laptop and you don't want to see something which really requires an emotional investment from your side. So what will you do? You'll watch some 2 minute of, like, you'll watch something which is easy to digest and which is nice and breezy.
Yeah. And so what next for you? More series? Do you want to get into movies?
I don't know about movies, man. I want to make movies. I want to write my own film. I
yeah.
don't see that anyway fitting into the current Bollywood milieu, even though I think times are changing. And we, in the last 5 years, we have had probably 10 really good films coming out of this town or this city. But yeah, man, I don't know. I want to write my own film. I have two concepts and I want to make another web series, which is going to be very expensive. So I don't know how that will happen. but I'm going to go. I'm restarting my nonfiction series, which I've been working on. This series called Sheher Ke Jugnu. It's about people who work at night in Bombay.
Okay.
So just 3 minute short documentaries about people who work at night in Bombay, simply because Bombay is the only city in India and probably it's one of the very few cities in the world which is active at night.
Yeah.
And I think, and it looks very pretty at night because probably you can't see half of the things. So
that's quite true, actually.
Yeah. So I'm restarting that and probably want to make something related to food again now.
Okay. Awesome. But so it sounds like you have a lot going on. So good luck for that. I hope Little Things takes off and does well.
Yeah, let's see.
And yeah, looking forward to the first episode coming up. Before I let you go, since the show is titled Bollywood Weekly,
yes,
we will spend a little bit of time talking about Bollywood.
Yeah.
So what we normally do is we have a kind of trailer roundup where
yeah.
we just discuss the trailers that have come out in the last week or two. So most recently, so we'll talk about three trailers today. So the first one is Befikre, which is Ranveer
yeah.
Singh and Vani Kapoor. What did you think of it?
It's fine, man. It's nothing. I mean, I didn't find it was anything new. It was trying to say anything new. I don't know. It's just about two Indians either in Europe or America. And it seems as if all of them have the same life and they have the same thought process. I mean, it didn't turn me on at all, actually.
Yeah, and I read an article and then once I read it, it was the resemblance was striking. It was basically seems like a slightly higher budget version of Neil and Nikki.
Maybe,
with
yeah.
a better looking main actor.
yeah.
And the standard YRF formula. I was actually quite disappointed because I thought it might be, you know, Ranveer Singh has been on a reasonably good run. He's quite entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
But this looks.
Yeah, he's one of those actors who nobody liked at, you know, at start, at the beginning. But now everybody really, really likes this guy. Probably
yeah.
because he's normal and he doesn't mind coming across as a silly fucker on camera. Most
yeah,
Bollywood
exactly.
actors have this idea that they want to hold on to that. Oh, I'm good looking, so I have to be good looking all the time. Oh, I talk in a certain way, so I have to talk in a certain way. This guy is just everything. I mean, he's the anti Bollywood hero, but he is
yeah.
a Bollywood hero. I think he's refreshing, man.
Yeah. Okay, that's that. The next one is Dear Zindagi, which is just the teaser.
Yeah.
It's basically 1 minute of Alia Bhatt and Shah Rukh Khan.
Yeah.
On a beach and riding bikes.
Yeah.
I
put up a status after I watched that teaser saying, I wonder how many Bollywood characters in the last 5 years have used this line. Main azad hona chahta hoon. In the last 5 years, dude. I don't know. I've seen Ranbir Kapoor say this same line so many times. I've seen Alia Bhatt say this line so many times. See, it's going to be a good film because Gauri Shinde has made it and she made one of my favorite films. Kya kehte hain?
English. Yeah.
But... And it's got Shah Rukh Khan in it, and I think that guy is great. But, I mean, the teaser wasn't interesting. I mean, the teaser wasn't something that I was like, shit, man, I want to watch this. Because it felt, again, as if something that I've seen before. But at the same time, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a good film because Gauri Shinde is a very intelligent film, for sure.
Yeah, I think I share the same thing. I'm definitely very excited for the film.
Yeah.
Because of the reasons you mentioned... In terms of Gauri Shinde directing it, and of course, Shah Rukh being there always helps, provided he's kind of in his true acting mode and not his, you know, Dilwale Chennai Express mode.
Also, I think Alia Bhatt, if somebody asks me who's the most exciting talent in Bombay when it comes to films, and this includes all the writers and directors and actors, I'll pick Alia Bhatt, man. I think even though we see her doing similar stuff, but she's done work which is amazing. Like, wo kaun si film thi yaar?
Uttar Punjab.
Urta Punjab. Dude, I have no idea how somebody who's had a life like the one that she's had, a nice privileged life, can portray something so convincingly. I think she's brilliant. And that's the reason, and that's the difference between probably Bollywood now and Bollywood 15 years ago, that the four five guys that we have right at the top, you feel that all five of them want to do good work over popular work. They'll do the popular work because they have to do that. But somebody like Ranbir Kapoor will try and do some good film and some good work once in a while. So will Alia Bhatt, so will Deepika, so will Anushka, and so will Ranveer Singh. Even if these guys are not acting in those films, they'll still produce it. And I think that's the difference. That probably 15 years ago with the three Khans or whatever, four Khans, we didn't have that. We didn't have somebody probably other than Aamir Khan who said, dude, no, let's just do good work. And popular also. But these, all five of them are intelligent people, man.
Yeah, no, the point about Alia Bhatt is exactly actually what I was going to say. I think she has, from her initial couple of years, just really suddenly kind of grown into this amazingly versatile actress. And I think this is, again, a film that is likely to be a little different, little, even though I know, it has the same, Main Azad Hona Chahta Hoon, the way, at least from what I can see, the way it's the story is going to be told. I think looks very different and interesting, and a bit more kind of personal. So I think it will suit her very well. On the topic of Three Khans, that transitions us very well to the last trailer, which is Aamir Khan's Dangal, which has already kind of gone extremely viral on the internet.
Yeah, I thought it was nice. Again, I mean, I sound damn arrogant at times, man, but I didn't think it was anything exceptional. It's nice, yeah. It's Aamir Khan, so he won't do something which is stupid and silly. It looks like an honest attempt, which is good. And I think it's one of those films. It's like a very typical American Tom Hanks film where the trailer seems decent, but the film is you see the effort and you see the intent in the film, which I think is sometimes nice. So I think, yeah, I mean, achha tha trailer. It's well made, and yeah, it seems as if a lot of work has been put into it. I know the guys who did the casting for it, and how difficult was it to find the right actors, and how extensively the whole process of making Dangal was, and how Aamir Khan would actually sit through each and every audition that's been shortlisted, work with different actors. So I think it'll be a good film, man, because yeah, because they really worked hard on it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, I mean, it's another one in a long line, it seems, of sports biopics. And I think also at the message is quite important, right? At this, especially given the way things unfortunately still are in India in terms of the people's perception and treatment of women. I think it can be a very important and powerful film. And like you said, it clearly a lot of work has gone into it, so hopefully it lives up to that. Okay, that is it for today. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome, man. Sorry, dude, I'm not very articulate. I've just had a very I sleep at 6 o'clock in the morning and I get up late because we are working on the music of the series.
No, Dhruv, you've been very articulate. Don't worry about that at all. Most of our guests are not articulate anyway, so it's fine. No offense to any of our guests who have previously been here or will be here in
Gonna
the
listen to
future.
your next podcast and see if you use the same line again, so I know you'll be talking about it. All
My
right, man.
secret has been exposed, but yeah. Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Sweet, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show, and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app, or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.